Okay, our friends. Do you ever wonder what you will be? Do you ever think, what am I going to do when I grow up? What will become of me? Well, I've got a book for you today, and I love how it ends. So, today's story is called, What Will You Be? It was written by Emil Syed Mendez, and the art is by Kate Elizade. And it is read today by Mommy and
some random dude I just met riding a bike.
Hey, buddy, you want to park your bike and listen to a story?
No.
No, you're just going to float along while I read?
Yeah, bye.
Okay. Are you ready? What will you be when you grow up? They ask. Your mom's this. Your dad's that. It's never too soon to dream of what you will become. I don't have to think too much. When I grow up, I will be an astronaut, a unicorn, or a clown. No. What will you really be? They insist. And in the picture, we can see the little girl is thinking about it. And she's picturing herself as an astronaut or a unicorn or a clown. And I think that it would be very funny if she suddenly developed two extra legs and a horn. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I ask Abuela because she has been everything under the sun and the moon. She says she's still figuring out what she wants to be when she grows up.
She already is a grown up.
You think she's already a grown up because she's an abuela? Abuela means grandma in Spanish.
Abuela, when I grow up, what will I be?
She says.
Abuela pauses from her work. Bright colors drip from her paintbrush. She looks at the splatter on the floor as if she's reading my future.
Ooh, her abuela is an artist. You can see she's painting a vase.
When she looks at me, her eyes sparkle. You know yourself the best, mi amor,
she says.
Child, what will you be?
Nothing comes to mind.
Abuela points to my heart and says, listen. I close my eyes so I could hear the words no ear can catch. Inside me, underneath the rhythm of the drumming, there's a quiet voice. I ask softly, what will I be? The answers come fast in rushes of colors and sounds. I will be a builder. I will mold the world in my hands into homes of every shape, into havens with bookshelves in every corner and a big kitchen where all are welcome at the end of the day.
Ooh, I like that idea of having a house with a big kitchen and a library.
I will be a dreamer, finding shapes in the moving clouds. I'll write and paint my dreams, and my words and pictures will inspire others to tell their stories, too. I'm small, but I'm a warrior with my pen and brush. I will be an explorer of the lands where my roots were born. My ancestors created roads where there were none. And now I march ahead with their strength to the stars for which I am destined. Who knows what roads are waiting for me?
Do you know what's interesting about that? Let's just pause for a quick second. Is that you do have things handed down to you by the generations that have gone before. So you can use their knowledge and build on that to become more. And I think that's what she's saying.
When I grow up, I will be a farmer. planting wonder and change and harvesting the power and knowledge that sprouted for those who dreamed before me.
Ooh-hoo-hoo. That's also true. You can use the skills that are taught to you by your family.
Mm-hmm. Now with that power and knowledge, I will be a healer of broken bones. And why not? Even hearts. A voice against injustice and hurt. A mender of wrongs.
Oh, I love that she has a sense of justice. Yes, yes, yes.
When I look up, I'll be a student, looking inside myself and other people to understand what makes each one of us one of a kind. All magical and different, all needed and appreciated. I'll also be a teacher and leader, sharing my light even in the greatest darkness, remembering that laughter is a universal language, understood by young and old. Good job, my child, Abuela says. All these things you can be and more.
But remember, when a job is too big for little hands, many hands can work miracles.
Abuela hands me her paintbrush, and with wonder, I discover the way colors come alive for a blank canvas, just for me. When I grow up, I will be me.
Oh, what a wonderful ending to the story. Because the truth of the matter is, you are the only one who can be you. And no one else can be you. No matter how hard they try.
If only you can be you!
That's right.
Yeah.
And there is a very special purpose just for you that no one else can do. And your job is to find out what that purpose is. And I know you can do it. And I believe in you. And that is the end.
The end. I have a skateboard.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.